This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. The great Bernie Miklas is now part of the KMOX team. He joins us every Monday and Friday. He's with us now. Bern, how's your week been?
It's been good. Busy. You know, the Cardinals are in the news. I like that. It keeps things hopping. Mm-hmm. We got the Blues ready to drop the puck next week early on. Mizzou's in action tomorrow. I mean,
it's
always a lot of things to talk about. Yeah, man. Busy, busy, busy.
Let's start with the Cardinals since we've had the week to kind of digest it. Any new thoughts or new information since the big announcement, quote unquote, on Monday?
Yeah, I, as everybody knows, I've been saying I thought I'd prefer if Heimblum took over everything right now, but they made a decision to do it another way, which I understand. And listen, once they make their decision, that's their decision. Like I could keep talking about what I wanted, but I don't run the team, number one. And number two, they've already laid it out what they're going to do. So I'd prefer to look at it. Okay, since they're going to do it this way, let's look at it. I've been talking to some Cardinals people this week, and the job that Heimblum has got to do this year as far as installing basically an entirely new minor league system. It is comprehensive. It is deep. It is a humongous project. He's going to have to hire a lot of people. He's going to have to supervise the building of facilities and pitching labs and pitching labs, hitting labs, all kinds of things. Like the list of things he has to do is like pretty daunting. And so from the standpoint, does it make sense for him to be fully on top of the very recommendations? And it was a long list of things that he recommended, and Bill DeWitt said, go for it, do it. I think you can understand why they want him to concentrate solely on that this year. So I'm okay with that part of it. I think it'll give Heimblum a chance to get all these things done without being distracted by some other things.
We had the news today, too. Katie Wu of The Athletic had it, but obviously the reports that Turner Ward will not be back as hitting coach. Least surprising thing ever, because hitting coaches are always scapegoats. I joked earlier, Bernie, on Twitter that I can't wait for fans to start complaining about the next hitting coach once he's in place, because that's what we do. But they But regardless of who it is, I'll be curious to see what direction they follow. Most fans get too caught up in what kind of player the coach was. You know, well, he wasn't a very good hitter. Well, that doesn't really matter. Some of the best hitting coaches ever weren't even major league players. Right. The hitting coach for the Detroit Tigers was a college coach 2 years ago, and now he's a hitting coach in the major leagues and doing a nice job. So what direction would you like them to follow? Forgetting name value and all that kind of stuff, because to me, it's got to be about somebody who can speak the language that younger players speak and get them to do the small things they need to do to make adjustments.
I don't have any names in mind, but if you were to ask me what would I prioritize, because believe it or not, I do have an idea or two or three on that, and I'll go quickly. You know me, I'm a stats guy, and I go do deep dives all the time, and I find good stuff. And the thing that jumps out at me about the Cardinals is that you ask, like, did they do anything particularly well offensively? The answer is no, because even the things they were okay at, they were kind of below average. What is their strike zone judgment? It's awful. Do they hit the ball hard? No. Do they take advantage of the analytics that are out there that would help them a great deal if they implemented the analytics, and if the coaches were able to effectively message how analytics can help them? No, there's no concrete evidence that they benefit from that. Kevin, you know this, man. Doesn't it start with the basics? And here's what I mean by that. This is the thing about this offense that really bothered me under Turner Ward. There was only one team that took a higher percentage of called strikes in the majors this year. When it comes to meatball pitches, you know, pitches thrown right down the middle, the Cardinals took a higher percentage of those pitches than any team in baseball. So they're standing at the plate, long story short, they're standing at the plate and they're watching perfect strikes go by for called strike one, called strike two, called strike three. Just a preposterous number of called strikes on this team. So they really don't identify pitches very well, or they're looking for the wrong pitch. And then when they make contact on these heart of the zone strikes, the ones that you should really punish, they have really bad stats. And the approach is totally wrong. The approach is so off base that I have to think a new coach can at least make a difference to go to sort of get their heads trained properly on what to do with the plate. You don't look at a bunch of called strikes over and over and over and over again. And that was really a bad problem with runners in scoring position. But I'm with you. You know, we're going to find out next year, whoever they hire to be the hitting coach, and hopefully that coach or coaches will give them the lessons for having a better judgment of the strike zone, because it was their biggest weakness. If a new set of eyes, a new voice can't straighten out these hitters on the most basic fundamental of them all, you know what that tells us? That tells us the hitters ain't that good.
Yeah, see, that's always what I end up coming back to, Bernie, on that. I mean, I know some of it is my natural tendency, because at times I've been a hitting coach for amateurs, and there's only so much. You can't take the at-bat for a guy. Like, if you're taking a pitch down the middle, there isn't a hitting coach in the world that's telling you not to swing at that. That's usually brain lock, like over-analysis, overthinking, or expecting a different pitch and not getting it, which then gets into whether it's actually the scouting and the analytics and the game planning being, and that's more than a one-person job, right? Because you've got three or four or five different people that work on the game planning, and that'll come from the analytics department, the scouting department, your hitting coach, assistant hitting coach, game planning coach. That's what they've got, all of those different positions. And that's where I wonder which of these things it actually is.
Well, it could be a little bit of everything. They don't have enough staff at the major league level.
Yes.
Too. We all talk about the minor leagues, and yes, I keep talking about, well, they don't have enough people behind the scenes of the minor league or the major league level.
Yep.
And the analytics department needs a lot of help, and I know that that's going to be a priority. But still, I have to say, I can't think of anything more basic. We don't have to be complicated. You don't have to be Ted Williams. We don't have to make this more than it is. You don't have to be Ted Williams, okay? You don't have to be Stan the Man Musial. You don't have to have some secret formula that only your team knows. When they throw you strikes down the middle, swing the damn bat and hit the ball. I mean, isn't that what we tell little leaguers? Seriously, I'm not even being flippant there.
No, you swing the bat.
That's like the very first process of hitting, even at the kids' level. Hey, son or young lady, you see a pitch that's a strike, swing the bat and hit it.
Yep.
Don't let it go by you all the time.
Sounds like what Ozzie said the other day.
It is. And, you know, it's funny because that's, again, speaking like somebody that talks to younger players, they don't have the ability that big leaguers do. But that's especially true with men on base and men in scoring position. You know, like you hammer that nonstop. Your job here is not to get the perfect pitch. With runners in scoring position, the job is to get the first pitch that you can drive in a run with, and you hit it. Now, you don't always have to hit it 500 feet. We're not talking about, you know, a bloop single works. A ground ball up the middle with a runner on third and less than two outs works. Like that, there's a different approach to that, and that's, again, why I wonder how much of it is the game plan for it, how much is it communication skills. And also, I think, you know, I know you do too, Bernie.
Or maybe your hitters just aren't that smart.
Well, that's the other thing is also, Bernie, you know, when your best players who used to do those things can no longer do those things, Goldie and Arenado, there's something going on there too with age decline or something. I mean, it can be other things, but
right.
You know, those guys have done it for years and now all of a sudden they don't. You know, how much does your lineup change if two proven dudes have done what they had always done?
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. But that doesn't speak to some of the problems some of the younger hitters had either.
Not at all.
The Cardinals saw, like, the percentage of pitches thrown to each team that are strikes. The Cardinals saw more strikes than any team in the majors. Hmm. And when you're getting strikes, I mean, we're not talking about junk off the plate. We're not talking about, you know, them bouncing pitches. When the other side is so confident in the fact that these guys don't even know how to identify strikes, so we're just going to pound the strike zone. And they pounded the strike zone against the Cardinals more than they did any team in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And that should give your hitters such an advantage, almost to the point where it's incomprehensible they could have an offense this bad.
Yeah.
Bernie, how are you enjoying the playoffs so far?
I wish I could watch more of them. I've just been just distracted by some other things going on. But I did watch that Mets-Brewers game last night. And I thought it was phenomenal. And I felt bad for the Brewers. I know it's a Cardinals rival, but when Devin Williams, Hazelwood native, you know, when he's the one that gave up the 2-0 lead in the bottom of the ninth and got the Brewers eliminated, I felt bad for him. He's a class act. He's got a great family in St. Louis, and he's a really, really terrific closer. So that said, the Mets and Phillies ought to be wild. The Dodgers and Padres ought to be wild. And I think Kansas City and New York, the Yankees, I think that's your – pardon the cliche, that's your proverbial David versus Goliath matchup. Mm-hmm. And I think Cleveland and Detroit will be a lot of fun too. So I think the next round's going to be really good.
Got a lot of heated rivalries in the National. Like, both of those are huge. Fun. Yeah, I think the one that might be the most heated is Padres Dodgers. They do. Teams do not like each other, which is great.
And Kevin and Dave, you know, the one thing about the Dodgers, listen, man, a great, great team, don't get me wrong, but their pitching's a mess.
Yep.
And I'm not sure why everyone said, well, the Dodgers are definitely the team to beat. Well, are they, though? I don't know. Their pitching is all chopped up by injury. So I'm, you know, that's going to be a lot. That's going to be tough for them. And I think the Padres are the hottest team going right now. So I would be surprised if the Padres don't win that series simply because they've got the healthier pitching staff. And they're hot. They're red hot.
Let's talk a little Mizzou. Big week.
Yeah, this is a real big credibility check because we could talk about Boston College coming into Faurot Field.
Yep.
You know, we could talk about Vandy coming into Faurot Field. We can talk about a couple close games at home. A win is a win is a win, but the Tigers made it tougher than it should have been to win those games. Now you're going on the road, and Texas A&M is not like some super team, but they have an excellent coach. They'll be well prepared. This is the first road game for the Tigers. They've got a lot to prove on offense, especially the passing game. And their running game has been tremendous, so their offensive line has blocked the run very well. But Texas A&M is going to be gearing everything to set up to take away that running game from Mizzou because that running game sets up the passing game, and it really helps Brady Cook when he's got a good running game going. What happens if he doesn't? It's going to be even more on him to win that game tomorrow.
You know, it is a big game in the sense that you're describing, and obviously just the immediacy of it, and you're on the road against a big school. You know, Texas A&M always has a huge crowd. They're loud. They're active. But it's also going to be important for the standings because it doesn't look like you're going to win at Alabama with the way that they looked against Georgia the other night. Auburn is going to be coming up. Oklahoma's a ranked team. So practically speaking, for hopes of being able to maybe get into the SEC championship game, this is a game you're going to probably have to go win.
Well, here's the deal. You're right. Everyone expected, you know, Ole Miss to beat Kentucky down in Oxford, and Kentucky's got a great defense and they pulled off the upset. It was a huge upset in terms of point spread. So Ole Miss was sort of hanging right there with Mizzou and generally considered, you know, in the polls and everything, Ole Miss was considered to be better than Mizzou. Well, Ole Miss just lost a really, really hard game, really, really, really big game that they weren't supposed to lose at home. Now they're behind Mizzou. Mizzou, however, would in effect give that back if they go to Texas A&M and lay an egg. So these are the kind of games, especially when one of your chief rivals for a playoff spot in the SEC, they fell out of the bed the other day. Now you can't afford – you got to take advantage of that by staying ahead of them instead of giving it back Saturday in College Station.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember, is Connor Wegman still going to be out? Because I think it's still questionable at this point. He's Texas A&M's starting quarterback. He's been out with an injury. Their backup's very talented, but if Wegman gets back in there, that changes the dynamic a little bit too. I think he's questionable as of right now.
Yeah, I agree, and their young quarterback's got a lot of ability, but he's raw. So maybe Mizzou will see a couple of those guys. I don't know. I mean, the Texas A&M offense has not been that dynamic.
Nope, not at all.
Although they can run it. They can run it too, so it'll be a good test for the defense.
Man, these hits go by so friggin' fast. It's already time to talk
about that.
Time to talk about Saliga. Byrne, go ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Congratulations again to my protege, Rachel Zimmerman. It's the 1-year anniversary of the Rachel Zimmerman Show. Rach, tell everyone about the show. I've been working on this now with you for 2 weeks. I've heard the whole thing like 5 times. And your new Instagram.
Okay, so my new Instagram, go follow me at Rachel Zimmerman Show on Instagram. I would appreciate it very, very much. And tonight at 9 o'clock, it is the 1-year anniversary clip show of the Rachel Zimmerman Show. Basically, just went through and picked out some of my favorite interviews from the past year, and I'm going to play some clips from some really, really great guests. And it's kind of like scrolling through TikTok, because the clips are short, and I just give a little intro, and we play it, and we go on to the next one. So if you have a short attention span, it's going to be a good listen. That's already up on the podcast. Just search for the Rachel Zimmerman Show wherever you get your podcasts. You know, the best part about this has been realizing that I have like a surplus of great content over the past year. I knew it was a good year, but going back and reviewing it, it made me feel really good just knowing like, all right, I had some great guests. We had some great interviews. I have enough to do a whole other clip show. I have enough to do a clip show of just Odyssey personalities, because we don't even touch that tonight. So just really grateful. And thank you to everyone who has ever listened to the show. You guys are the absolute best. Really.
Wait, I'm the best?
Good. You're the best.
Thank
Wheels.
You.
We're the best.
We're all the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.